Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for our meditation this evening is the Gospel from St. Luke chapter 10 that we read this evening. Especially this part about the instructions our Lord gives us, as we are too disciples of the Lord. You see, the instructions he gives here in Luke's Gospel, these are identical in shape and form to that which our Lord gave to the original 12 disciples. Told them to go out two by two. Go into each village, and if you're accepted, stay there. Let your peace be on that house. And he told the 12 and he told the 72. He said, when you go there, preach to them. Tell them about the kingdom of God, which is near. Heal them. Take from them demons. And help them prosper as the kingdom of God is coming nearer and nearer to them. There's a problem with it, though. Anybody's cursory look at the gospel for tonight, from Luke 10, verses 1 to 20, did you see what he said to do when you go out two by two? He said, carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet nobody on the road. And then he tells them about whatever house you go into, peace be on that house, and so on and so forth. And then he said in verse 7, remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Now let's get this straight. Jesus says, if you're a disciple, and I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version of this, you know what I mean? Jesus said, if you're going to be his disciple, you are going to trust in the Lord for everything you need in this life. Period. That's what he's saying. He said, don't take any money. The original 12, he said, take but one tunic. Don't change clothes. Don't take any belongings. That's why he said, don't take a knapsack. Don't take anything that you're fond of. No lucky charms. Nothing that gives you hope. No pictures of your loved ones. Nothing. He even said, don't put shoes on your feet. No sandals. How are you supposed to do this? You do it by trusting in the Lord. He tells you completely, succinctly, and in its entirety what we are to do as his disciples. We're to trust in the Lord. He will provide everything that you need. He even told him, he said, if you go into a town and you're not welcome there, go to the next. But I'm hungry. Go to the next town. The Lord will take care of you. What the Lord is proposing, or he's not proposing, he's telling us here, what the Lord is commanding us here, it's a total reversal of what the world has as its value. What do we value as human beings in this life? Our clothes. Oh, trust me, our cars. To many people, the car. I just read where a famous comedian bought a car, and he probably paid a little over $500,000 for a car. so many things we raise up higher and higher than our trust in the Lord. We take for granted He's always going to be with us. Until you get in a jam, until something bad happens, and then you're sitting there saying, Lord, where are you? He's been with you all along. What does the world tell you? You better have your investments, you better have your savings account, you better have something lined up for your retirement, or you better have a good job. Right? Jesus says, trust in Him. And then He tells us here about we're going out as lambs in the midst of wolves. The world is an awful place, but we got to live here. How are we going to do this? The Lord says, trust in Him. Take nothing with you, trust in Him. The world will make you a sacrificial victim to bolster its account of what it values as what is true and what is right. And what is true and what is right is what? He with the most toys wins, right? No. As the sainted Reverend Al Wingfield always said at funerals, you know, I don't see no U-Haul trailer hooked up to that hearse outside in front. You're not taking it with you. You leave with just the same thing you came into this world with. So what does the Lord do but provide you what you need? In this day and age, my goodness, what do we need to survive? A car, a house, and trust me, I gotta have my air conditioning. I'm not complaining because not so long ago we wasn't this warm. But you know what I mean? I gotta have that air conditioning. We gotta have these things. But then look at what else is happening today. Not getting political at all, but there's been laws made in this land where same-sex marriage and abortions are perfectly legal. It's okay. There's even laws that provide for discrimination. Did you know that? It's called now reverse discrimination. And going forth in this life, here in this place, in this world, at this time, as a Christian, we are like that sacrificial lamb. We are to be slaughtered for the furtherance of the gospel. A couple of years ago, it was big in the news when the Taliban marched a number of men dressed in orange jumpsuits out on a beach. Dude, I don't know if you remember that. And they beheaded all of them. There was an Egyptian Christian man living in Egypt, obviously, but his son was one of those men that was taken out on that beach and beheaded. And that man told reporters, I saw my son mouth the words, my Savior Jesus Christ. That man knew that a camera was on him. That man knew he was about to die, and he put his trust in the Lord. can't ask you to do that. You're not in that situation. But what do? We trust in the Lord. The Lord will provide for everything you need in this life. And the best part is he even does more than that in the life to come. Heaven, it's for me, it's for you, and it's forever. We pray so in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.